This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for solutions for growers on the Central Coast and in the Central Valley. Increase your plant nutrition and crop production. Call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. All right, let's play Did You Know here and tell me what you think about all these. One out of five people will not eat fruit at all. Do you know anybody that doesn't eat fruit?
Understand, like ever in their lifetime?
They just don't eat fruit. I mean, maybe they've had a piece of fruit or two, but they don't eat fruit. 20% of America. What?
20%? That
one
seems
out
like
of
a
five.
Very large number. No. And
do you know
like, welcome to Scurvy Town.
I mean, I get it. Like, you don't like bananas, for example, right? I mean, you know, I get it. Some people don't like certain types of fruit, but they'll not eat any fruit.
Any fruit. Scurvy.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away, people. All right. According to the USA Today, the most profitable food item sold in America. The most profitable food item sold in America.
Cheese.
Pet food.
Ew,
like, it must cost them nothing to produce pet food, because, man, some of those bags of dog food, man, those suckers are expensive, right? And they're making bank. New survey, we're playing Did You Know. Did You Know, a new survey found that Peanut is the most popular nickname people give to their baby.
Peanut.
Hey, Peanut.
I don't call my kids Peanut. Did you ever call your kids Peanut?
I don't believe so. No. You know when you go to the grocery store and you check out and there's those racks of all those what they call impulse items when you're just sitting there and you're staring at candy bars
yes.
and bar and...
Target that gets me.
I mean, right? Well, they put that there because they sell a total of $5.5 billion worth of impulse buy items every single year. $5.5 billion of stuff you just grab on the store on your way out that you really don't need or didn't come in to get. $5.5 billion, man. That's a lot.
I feel like that's the Target dollar spot for me. The Bullseye Playground, as it's called now.
Yeah, right. The most common dinner on Friday nights in America? Pizza. Number two.
On Friday night?
Friday night.
Yeah.
Right now, tonight. A pizza, most common dinner Friday night in America. Did you know a person second guesses themselves roughly 10 times a day?
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of the older you get, too, like the less you second guess. You're like, look, this is just what I say. This is just what I said. This is what I feel. If you don't like it, I'm sorry, but, you know. Anywho. All right, and then finally, did you know one-third of American kids were forced to learn how to play an instrument when they were a kid by their parents?
By their parents?
Their parents forced them to learn a musical instrument.
My parents did not do that.
Okay.
But we had to play recorders in school. Like, do we just not worry about germs back then? Because, like, everyone just had that recorder. Like,
that's the white, white flute.
Yeah.
With the red little
Like, how
thing.
Did you clean it? Like, with everyone spitting it? Because they just went year after year after year passed down in school.
Yeah, I thought you had to buy your own, no?
I do not remember having to buy my own. I remember them, like, just handing them out. Like, here's a recorder. I do not remember having to buy... No, I'm going to say the white plastic recorder, I'm pretty positive they just handed out at my school.
Oh my, gross.
Like, are we all just disgusting?
Right.
And how did you clean those off?
Right.
Like, we didn't have Clorox wipes back then. Those were not invented yet.
I don't know,
that's
man.
Hard to believe, kids.
Did you play an instrument when you were a kid?
Just the recorder.
That was it?
That was it.
And how is that thing named a recorder and not a flute? Plastic
I don't know.
Flute?
My mom... still plays piano. Like, she loves playing the piano.
Yeah.
And she did try to teach me how to play piano.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
I kind of...
Never caught on.
Again, this is me, like, looking back at my life. I kind of wish I had to take Spanish as a second language. I kind of wish my parents would have had me play the piano.
Yeah.
But I just... It wasn't what I was into. I was playing sports all the time. I just... You know, but looking back, I kind of wish I had that skill. I, of course, you know me, I wanted to be a drummer in a rock and roll band, and I tried one year to learn to play the drums, and I thought I was going to get this, you know, Van Halen set of drums, and instead I got a snare drum, and I had to carry it around in this big, black, hard plastic shell case that looked like I was like Mary Poppins, and I had to, you know what I mean, I had to go to, like, band practice, and it was like, one,
you
two,
were in band
one.
In high school?
Not in band, whatever the music, like... class. Well, I don't know. Then I had like private lessons, and that was
I thought you were like 27 when you got your
Then when I was older, I tried to pick it up again. I actually got a little drum set because I actually had some money at the time, and I'm like, okay, Big Papa's going to buy himself a drum set and learn right there. But anyway, so I tried the drums for a very short period of time, but it was just me and a snare drum, and it was. Oh, and reading music. I don't understand.
You know, I don't. So Poppy is, you know, her music class. She's like, will you help me draw music notes? Yeah. Sure. So I draw a music note. She's like, well, what's the next one? So I do, like, the one, like, the double one. She's like, what does it say? I'm like, I don't know. Oh, I thought you just wanted me to draw it. Leave me alone.
Stop
asking me questions.
Go online to YouTube and figure it out.
Make me feel so dumb.
Right.
First time Dad said, our dad let us pick, but we all had to learn something.
You did. Okay. I know. I get that. That makes sense to me. I think people... A lot of people maybe are like that.
You'll be jealous of Secret Evan. He sent in a photo of his drum set.
Oh, which man.
Kind of the one I feel like you wanted as a
I want to see that.
As a kid here. Like, is that what you wanted your drum set to look
yeah,
like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's solid, man.
Sorry.
Dude.
Snare drum. Nerd.
Me with a snare with a Mary Poppins hard plastic
is
shell.
Is that like the one that like had to you hooked onto your neck?
No, thank goodness. I wasn't full geek. I was on... I mean,
don't say that.
Well, you know what I mean.
Listen,
though.
If you are a kid, listen, you have a drum hooked around your neck. You're not a geek.
You are, but you are great, and we appreciate that, and we applaud that. You know us. We don't make fun of people like that. We say it affectionately.
Famous musician one day.
Absolutely, way smarter than we are. Absolutely, we're not putting you down at all. I'm just saying that's you know what I mean. No, I had to carry it around one hand, and then you had to open it up, and it was hard plastic shell thing, and it was.
Whatever happened to it?
Oh, after 2 months of that, I got rid of it. And I was like, this isn't for me.
I think you were kind of spoiled, though.
Spoiled?
A little.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Your mom probably just bought you like whatever you want. Like, you want to try it? Like, okay. No. Did your sister get all of that?
No. I actually come from pretty humble means, but.
That doesn't matter. FYI. Still spoiled.
Maybe so. I don't, you know, maybe
what
so.
What I'm saying is, like, did your sister get, like, would she like, do, like a snare drum?
I didn't cook dinner, and I didn't do my laundry, if that's what you want to talk about. Like,
I shouldn't say spoiled. Maybe coddled. You were very coddled.
Maybe that's a better word. Yeah.
You still live with your mom, so still being coddled to this day.
That's because I'm a nice guy. Thank you very much.
Mom still legit makes you dinner.
Once a week. You wish your mom
coddled.
Did.
Coddled.
You wish your mom did. Our jug poll of the day today, did you play a musical instrument as a kid?
An unnamed person said, I played piano for 9 years.
Yeah, I know.
I wish I would have learned how to play piano, too,
really. Jealous. A little jealous. You got us both jealous over here, unnamed person. Jug poll is brought to you by our friends at Farm Supply. Find a Farm Supply in Paso, San Luis, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria, and Buellton. Farm Supply for the farmer.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for custom soil and plant analysis, along with compost, gypsum, and other soil and water amendments. For solutions for growers, call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.